It's November 15th, 2012. I'm Eric Damer, speaking here with Ron Smitherman. Ron, thanks for coming in for an interview. Now, Ron, you spent quite a bit of time in Burnaby in the earlier part of your career. You were very involved in construction in Burnaby. So tell me how you came to be so involved in Burnaby and what went on there in the post-war.
Well, it was close to where I grew up. I grew up in South Vancouver in the East End, which is only a couple of miles from Burnaby. But then we were building in Burnaby, amongst other areas, Coquitlam and Richmond, everywhere. So it was interesting how we evolved, because land was much more reasonable. The lots were far bigger. In South Vancouver, a standard lot was 33 feet width by usually about 110-120 long. When we came out to Burnaby, all of a sudden we're looking at 65, 66, 70-foot lots, and they were, again, about 120 with a lane and this sort of thing. Made it very enviable place to come and build. And the price, of course, was accordingly. It wasn't too bad. And the lot at that time, and probably about the 1970s, and this would require some confirmation, but I'm thinking in terms of about $1,500 to $2,000 for a fairly good lot, you know, in what you might look at as the Garden Village area today or something of that nature around Willingdon and Kingsway.
Yeah, a lot of people I talk to say that their family moved to Burnaby because it was quite affordable.
Yes, and you had room.
And you had room to
grow. And you had young kids. And, of course, you had new schools coming up. Because when we moved in, Maureen was quite upset, because we were coming from Surrey, where we had had two houses. And I built the one and rebuilt the second one as a trade-in from the first one, just to get out of Surrey. Surrey was not a great place to be in those days. And it was in very pre-development pangs, you might say, with tremendous bureaucracy problems. But anyway, we decided we better get back to Burnaby. So we bought this lot in the Fore Glen area, and not too far from the Buxton House that the street was named after, and we were on Buxton Court, which was a very later development from everything around it. And it was a great place to live. It was so good we couldn't move, because the girls, as they grew up, needed to go to university and the likes of this. So it was just a walk up to Kingsway about three blocks, and on to Kingsway, and away it went, and right out to UBC, direct run. So when we first looked at the lot, and I told Maureen, you know, this is where we better go. I looked all over, and finally, much to my real estate friend's surprise, I found a lot that was just a couple of blocks from his office after driving all day to possibly 50 different lots for perusal.
So winding the clock back to the start of your career, your father was in construction.
Yes.
He was a carpenter. And so you were born in 1933. So by the late 40s, you were involved in that as well?
Oh, yes.
So that was sort of, you know, the post-war boom era. Was it booming for you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you couldn't build enough. Everything was pretty well under control of the Central Mortgage and Housing, CMHC, and then there was the Veterans Act, of course, which the veterans were working under, a lot of them did, and they made use of.
And how did the Veterans Act actually play out in the development of Burnaby? There were some veteran developments, I gather.
Well, Burnaby had land, and land was where the VLA came in, because they insisted that the veterans had to buy acreage. And I'm not too sure what the denomination was, but they had to buy acreage to work the VLA advantage, I guess you might call it. And it was the best thing that ever happened to them, because it gave them a reservoir of land for the rest of their lives. And as the communities developed, they sold off parcels, and they became usually very, very comfortable and it was good for everybody.
And some of the developments in Burnaby, I think somewhere in the Brentwood area, there were some veterans subdivisions, I guess they were called, built in the late 40s,
I'm not aware of any veterans ones. There was the, well, in Burnaby, no. Not that I'm aware of, no. There was in Vancouver, there was the Fraser View area, which developed right after the war to house veterans coming back. Small houses, incredibly good land. And around the other area coming out, let's see now, around Rupert Street, 22nd, in that area, there was another major subdivision. Again, small houses, CMHC designed and approved.
Mm-hmm. I think there was one in here that opened, I think, in 1947 in the Brentwood area. And, don't know details about it, but...
I don't know of it, but there was good solid construction all through the Brentwood area there. They were really solid lots and well-built homes.
Tell me about building the homes. I mean, a lot of them are still standing today. They were saying that they were quite well-built.
Oh, incredibly well-built. We put more labor in there. It would take a typhoon to ever move one of those things. They had so much weight. Lumber was cheap. Labor was cheap. And it was just at the days when, in the mid-40s, when things started to get mechanized. I mean, really, I can remember the day that my dad came on the job and he handed me a power cord and said, go over to the neighbors over there, and I've made arrangements. They'll plug it in their outside plug. Okay, so I took that over and brought it back very dutifully. I was probably about 12 years old or something, and wondering what he was going to do with this, because I'd never seen it before. And at that time, the carpenter that he had working for him arrived. And he pulled his toolbox out, as he always did, out of the back of his car and came over ready to go to work with his razor-sharp saws and all this. And my dad reached in the trunk and he pulled out this machine. And he pulled it, went over, and he plugged it into the end of this cord, pulled the trigger, and it went zoom. You know, so, hey, what's this? At this point, the carpenter working for him came over and said, Jack, what's that? He said, well, he says, that's a skill saw. He said, I ran into this. He says, they've been around a little bit, but they haven't, not up here so much. And he said, well, what do you expect to do with it? He says, well, we're going to be cutting all our lumber with it. And he picked up a 2x4 and he just buzzed it off of there, just as nice as could be. And our carpenter looked at it and he said, I'm going to be working with this? And he said, yes, of course you are. He just shook his head, put his toolbox back in the trunk of his car, got in there and said, I'm out of here, goodbye.
Wow.
I'm not going to work with such a thing.
Well, I guess history showed that
So this is what we've progressed from. And in those days, even doing the hardwood floors, they locked the house. No one could come in or out. And this was a preclude from way before that. I mean, we're always dealing with history. When they scraped the floors by hand, with hand scrapers, before they had sanders. And, of course, now they're laying them, and they're still working under that same formatting.